Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you so much today for your presence. We boldly declare that it's the Father that dwelleth within us. He does the works. We boldly declare that the greater one, greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world. And we praise you and thank you. You, sir, are the Blessed One. And we worship you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles again today to the 4th chapter of the book of Romans. And we are talking about faith calls things that be not as though they were. Now, let me give you something about the word of faith. Number one, faith in action, faith, this is the way faith is released and is brought to completion. Number one, you believe the word in your heart. Everything you believe in your heart must be word-based. Remember now, we've talked about it every day this week, that the Word is a blood covenant with God. Yes, sir, I can do it. Isaiah, let's look at the 43rd verse. Of the 43rd chapter, and the, let me get where I'm supposed to be. 25th verse, yeah. I am He that blotteth out your transgressions for my own sake. How could that be? I thought you did it for our sake. No, he said, I did it for my own sake and will not remember your sins. God remembers what he did. God remembers what Jesus did and refuses to remember what you did. Amen. Now notice, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. You declare that you may be justified. I said, Lord, what is this in you? He said, do you want to remember the sin of your children, bad things that your children did? I said, no. He said, well, I don't want to remember your sins. He said, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. He said, I want to bless you. I want the blessing of the Lord to come on you. Amen. So now notice this. Put me in remembrance. Remembrance of what? The blood oath promises of God. Hallelujah. All of the promises of God are in Him, yes and amen. Some people say, well, now, Brother Copeland, now, let me just tell you now, sometimes no is an answer. Not if it's based on what He's promised. It cannot be no. It can't be no. What does He mean by plead together? You get the promises that cover your situation. I mean, you search the Word. Well, what happens when you search the Word? Faith cometh. Glory to God. You're searching the Word. Remember, these are blood-sworn promises. Glory to God. We went through that yesterday. If you missed it, go back and watch it again. These are blood-sworn in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. And you come before the Lord and you begin to plead your case. Now, sir, I'm I'm placing my case before you today, and I have this promise right here, and I have this promise right here, and I have this promise right here, and I believe I receive them. Amen. Now, believe the word in your heart. Number two, say the word with your mouth. Number three, do the word. In other words, well, let's turn over there and look at it. I'm coming back to Romans 4. Amen. So, James, and we will look at James chapter 2, verse, let's look in chapter 1 first. Whoso looketh into, verse 22, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Be a doer of the word. Now look at this. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. That's what James calls the word of God. See, these folks, you have to remember this. These are covenant-minded people. I mean, they knew this is these are blood-sworn promises. Be a doer of the word. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, keeps on looking at it, keeps on believing it in his heart, keeps on saying it with his mouth, keeps on following up with corresponding action. Glory to God. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The cross-reference said he'll be blessed in his doing. And then he comes right on here in the second chapter, the 14th verse. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not works, the Greek text says corresponding action, and has not corresponding action, can faith save him? That's not talking about the new birth. That's talking about the renewing and the saving of his soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. In other words, I say it with my mouth. I'm calling you, brother, sister. I'm calling things that be not as though they were. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of food, and one of you say unto them, or one of you call things that be not as though they were, and that what he said here is good. Depart in peace. Be ye warmed and filled. Well, now, wait a minute. That's kind of like Jesus. That sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Depart in peace. Be warm. Be filled. But give them nothing. Give them none of the things. You don't give him any clothes and you don't give him any food. What's going to happen? Nothing. Why? Your faith is dead. You haven't, you released it, but the faith by itself is dead. It needed some corresponding action. Now, with corresponding action to that, now what's going on here now? You believed it in your heart, and you ministered to this person, and you spoke the word of God to them, may even lay hands on them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to prosper, brother, and be filled and be warm. Now I brought you these things, I brought you food. Sit down here and eat. Then we'll put some clothes on you, bud. And in the name of Jesus, you know, we're going to teach you how to believe God, and you're going to exercise your faith, praise the Lord, and from now on, you're going to be believing for your own stuff. You see the difference? Now, what James was saying, if there's no action to it, faith is dead. In fact, he said that. He said the way the body's dead and the spirit's not there, faith is dead if the action doesn't correspond. So, believe the word in your heart, say the word with your mouth, or call things that be not as though they were. Do the word, praise God, with corresponding action. Now, let's go back over here where we were to the book of Romans chapter 4. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations. Before him, the cross-reference says like him, like we pointed out. So like God, before God, like God in God's presence, whom he believed, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. He did the same thing God did. He acted just like God. He talked just like God. And he called things that be not as though they were. And we know from the Word of God that it worked. It worked in an impossible situation. Amen. Now then, we talked about God in the very beginning. And there was darkness upon the face of the deep, right? Darkness upon the face of the deep. Like God, who calleth things that be not as though they were. This is what faith does. And if faith doesn't do this, it's not going to work. God saw all of this darkness. The earth was without form and void. Darkness upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was moving on the face of the deep. Well, the Spirit of God's moving, Brother Copeland. Why don't it come to pass? He's moving. Well, that's a good question. Deserves an answer. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go over to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews and we'll answer it. Hebrews chapter 11. And it is so clear once you see this. See, Hebrews chapter 11, now faith is the substance. Glory to God. Faith is spiritual substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things you can see and feel, all material, all matter, things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, or things that are visible. So, he didn't make it out of nothing. He made it out of something you can't see. By faith, Abel offered. So, we're talking about faith. God started this thing off, according to Romans chapter 4, calling things that be not as though they were. So, he stood in that place. It was dark. He didn't say, oh, it's dark, but I know, since the Spirit of God is moving, I know in His own good time there'll be light. It wouldn't be light till yet, and the Holy Ghost could still be moving, and, you know, thousands of years later, or millennia later, and there still wouldn't be any light. There's no substance to make the light out of. Ooh, that's good, isn't it? Now, why isn't the Spirit of God, why aren't these things happening in your life, particularly if you're born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and you may pray every day and pray and worship God in tongues every day, which is good. I mean, that's what you ought to do. But you pray it and ain't nothing happening. Oh, God, I just don't understand this. I pray and I ask you and I guess it's not your will. No! Don't you ever say that out your mouth again. It borders on blasphemy. Now, listen to me. Jesus went to hell for you. Don't you ever say it's not His will. No. What's the problem here? That faith has not been released. You're not giving Him anything to work with. Well, I know, you know, He's going to heal me someday. Sweetheart, He healed you 2,000 years ago, and grace receives it now. Amen. So, you have to believe it in your heart, and you have to say it with your mouth. This is the way faith is released. And then you have to act on it with corresponding action. So, here it is again. God, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things that you can see. It was made out of faith. It said it was right there. It was made out of faith, which is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. God said, light be, light was, and God saw the light. It started out in verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it started out with the process, and it has never changed. It is the same today because God has never changed, and Jesus is the same yesterday, for day, today, and forever. And I'm about to shout because I'm so excited in the Word of God. Whoa, hallelujah. It don't take much more, and this studio ain't going to hold me, brother. Praise God. I know some of you doing the same way. Praise God. Somebody just got healed right then of asthma. I'm talking about a long continuance of asthma. I heard the Lord say it. Woo-hoo-hoo, take it. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go over to Mark chapter 11. This is Jesus teaching on faith. As most of you know, some of you new guys don't, particularly if you're watching now on the Believer's Voice of Victory Network all the time, and you're just now learning these things. Praise God. Ooh, I remember when right in that same place where you are. I got so thrilled. I was a student there at Oral Roberts University, and I was flying part of Brother Roberts' flight crew, and I'm in the great meetings and the great healing meetings. I'm hearing him preach the great sermons. I'm seeing him use his faith like a mechanic uses a tool, very specific with it and so forth. And I'm telling you, it's a thrill. I could hardly take it. Well, and then my mother gave Glory and me our first Kenneth Hagin tape. Oh, I'm watching Oral Roberts use his faith. I'm hearing Brother Hagin preach on Mark 11, 23 and 24 and how faith works. Woo, glory to God. I heard that first tape. We were at my mama's house. We had come home on the weekend. I was preaching on the weekend and there in Grace Temple Church, Brother Harold Nichols, our pastor back then, and he's in heaven now. Glory to God. I'd never heard anything like that before. Oh my goodness. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Just so thrilled. I wound up in my mother's the den floor on my back under her coffee table. I don't even remember the hell, how I got there, but I remember just, oh, glory to God. I hollered at Gloria, Gloria, come here, come here. I said, oh, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. We got to have everything this man has. Ooh, glory to God, we got to have this. The word is true. The word is true. Faith works. Faith works. Because I've been watching it work. I just didn't know how to get it. I didn't know I already had it because I'm born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know there's a lot of you the same way, and you get just as thrilled as I am. Here we are in Mark 11, and we'll notice Jesus talking about calling things that be not as though they were. He doesn't use that phrase, but hey, this is the way faith works. If this is not put in place, faith is weak. Now, you've got the faith. Well, I just don't have the faith for the. Yeah, you do. You got the faith of God in you. All it needs to do is be fed and follow the word of God concerning it. Amen. We're out of time. I'll take it up here. Whoa. Oh, don't you just not like that a bit?
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.